Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No, see, this is the...
Hold on. But it's two bare feet on the dashboard. Come on, man, it's Kenny Chesney.
Oh, in a tattoo and a
There's not even a twang. There's no twang.
Yes, there is. Song on the radio.
There's not even a twang.
If there's not twang, it wouldn't be country music.
He's
it
would just, basically Jimmy point. Buffett. Shut up.
If there's no twang, it's just Hootie and the Blowfish. It's not country music.
There's barely a twang on Kenny Chesney.
Do you hear the twang here, Ike, or am I crazy?
Yes, I hear the twang.
Got all in, Murdy.
No. You're full of it. You got a bad ear.
I have a great ear.
You got a bad ear. It's cold out. That's cold out. That warmed everyone up.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there, signing the Eagles Encyclopedia, food and spirits as well. Is Cole Hamels a Hall of Famer is the Twitter question. Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
I don't even want to give an answer. I know it's a no. I'm just trying to see how bad is it. Let me go 63%.
Dude. It's 51% no, 49% yes.
Oh, wow.
That's surprising to me.
So maybe John convinced a lot of people. Yes, maybe.
I'm saying he should try to make it your thing. Get Cole Hamels into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, make it your thing. Somebody needs to do it, you know?
And see, Hamels seems like one of those cases where you need someone to argue your case.
Because people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I thought my instinct was no, absolutely not. And then when I started learning about it, I was like, there's a better case than I thought.
If Utley starts faltering, I'm jumping in there.
He's on his way.
I need to be in Cooperstown for the Utley Hall of Fame speech.
Oh, maybe that'll get you into a documentary.
Dude, one of these.
Maybe that's the documentary
one of these years.
You get into. Yeah. You're not ignored.
Yeah no, I'll be ignored.
I've never been to Cooperstown.
Oh, really? Dude,
Cooperstown's awesome.
We might have to take a trip.
We got to take a show trip.
Yeah. Well, for Utley's Hall of Fame, if he gets in.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good fans of Philly trip. We take a few hundred people up there. Cooperstown is the, or maybe we just go by ourselves.
Maybe we just go by ourselves. Yeah, good idea.
Cooperstown, as far as Hall of Fames go, now, I've only been to basketball, which is not very good.
Was that Springfield?
Springfield, Massachusetts, yeah. The Baseball Hall of Fame is amazing.
Okay.
I mean, if you like baseball and you're a baseball guy, first of all, the little town is amazing. Cooperstown's amazing, but the Hall of Fame is so cool. I mean, you can't even do it in one day. I don't think.
The cool part is, like, the stars are just walking around. Like, when I went there for
all the legends up there,
I went there for Halliday's induction. And
you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, you saw, like, Ozzie Smith just walking around. And, like, these guys all come in for
they
the
all
weekend.
Come back, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it. Never been there.
I wouldn't mind
doing the basketball one, too.
Val took me there as a gift after I got fired from YSP.
Oh,
so it was the first weekend after I didn't have a job anymore.
What about maybe Embiid's?
Embiid's Hall of Fame.
Maybe. I like that.
Maybe we go. Hopefully it's sooner rather than later. I do have one, you know, silver spoon Spike story about the Hall of Fame and stars.
Give it to us. Yeah.
Okay. So my dad was obviously close to Schmidt, Mike.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So we went up there
in the documentary, by the way.
Yeah.
Schmidt's documentary just came out.
Yeah.
He's talking to Howard before he accepts the Hall of Fame call.
Wow.
So
How about that?
We sat right behind his family when he got inducted. But here, my dad and me sat right behind. But the night before, there's like this special tour of the Hall of Fame, which we got to go to. I'm standing there looking at the plaques. I look to my left, and Willie Mays is there.
Willie Mays?
Yes. And that is the thing about the Hall of Fame. It's just like, oh my God. Yeah. You know, you're surrounded by the baseball. It just has such a long and
it's
a sport about history.
I'm with you there. That's one of those, and I can appreciate the history of the game.
I appreciate that.
Well,
yeah.
And that's where I was, and when I went for holidays, that's where I was too afraid to talk to Rich Doobie.
Oh, you know what? That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Like, who the hell is afraid to say hello to Rich Doobie?
Right. Well, how old were you at the time?
I was working here.
He was a grown man.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I was like 26.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he manned.
You can own Angelo on Twitter while you're working right, for him, but yeah, you can't say hi to Rich Doobie.
You can't say hello to Rich Doobie.
Yeah. I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
That guy manned the best pitching staff I've ever seen.
Weren't nervous to send that tweet, though, were you?
I didn't send a tweet. I retweeted it.
You retweeted, right?
Yeah. And all showed it to him and thought he would find it funny.
Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't at all, actually.
To this day.
Yeah, he has not over it.
No. So it's 3:30 on Wednesday. Flyers and 50 with Broads. Our guy Broads is here with the Flyers hat. If you're not watching on YouTube, Flyers hat, hockey stick, and QB1 jersey to show his support.
Looks good.
There he is.
I had to. Yeah. I had to. Now I have something to say.
Oh,
what lies behind us and what lies before us are only tiny matters compared to what lies within us. That's all.
Is that a Jalenism?
Well, tough times never last.
I'm sure.
But tough people do. Right. It's not whether you get knocked down. It's whether you get back up. Adversity introduces a man to himself.
Is this from Jalen's Proverb a Day calendar?
It's from Rod Lankin.
Oh, okay.
Rod wanted me to read all those as I entered the studio.
So it is, before we get to Flyers in 50, it's been a tough week for your guy, Jalen.
Yeah.
Now, I've noticed what you do. It is Jack does this with Bryce. It's a very good strategy. Because what you do is...
Thank you.
You go...
First off, there's no strategy with Bryce.
There is a strategy.
There's no strategy with Bryce.
There's definitely a strategy.
This was the strategy. After the Phillies lost again in the playoffs in the first round, you go, look, Bryce needs to be better, but... And then you start saying everything else that's wrong.
Well, that's facts.
But you elaborate on all the other stuff
and you get Bryce out of the way.
Yeah. He faced some tough lefties.
So that is... So that's what Broads has done with Jalen this week. He's been like, look, Jalen needs to be better, but the coaching staff is failing him.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Spike, it's the truth. I'm watching Ben Johnson get the best out of Caleb. And he wasn't even that good. But you see the sexy creativity. I mean, that is good, high-quality football.
You know
now what? I'm watching these hitch routes and this and that. Everyone's saying it's predictable. I mean, my ass, Sirianni! My ass, you have a good game plan!
It's been predictable for 3 years.
Yeah.
What did you say about Brian Johnson in 23?
I think this is better.
What?
I think Brian Johnson was better than this, believe it or not.
Let me ask you
the same
you this.
Thing.
No.
Do you think maybe Caleb Williams has a bit of an advantage because he's got a cannon for an arm? Do you think that, or maybe because he'll throw in the middle
Johnson
of the field?
Well, Ben Johnson wasn't there last year, and now they're 9-3. Are they not? They're at the top of the NFC, and they have one of the most
Eagles
creative offensive minds.
Yeah, but your quarterback can't do creative.
This is what I do know. Listen to me. When he has a Shane Steichen or a Kellen Moore, you're going to Super Bowls.
Kellen Moore had the same stats last year,
What? What were you going to call me?
A lunatic.
Oh, okay.
He has the same stats.
He does have a stick in his hand.
I was ready to fire off.
He actually had more turnovers last year.
Yeah, but he's a winner. And what's happening is he's just having a tough... Here's the reality.
Yeah.
He's playing bad. Everything is a mess. But I'm not giving up on him. We're going to Super Bowls. You know, I think he looks terrible right now.
Okay.
But can a good quarterback play bad?
Yes.
I think that's what we're dealing with, right? I think we have a quarterback who is very good, who is playing miserably, and the whole team is out of whack, out of sync, and we have a fantastic quarterback that is just going through hell.
Okay. It happens.
That's what I think we're really doing
right now. It happens.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
He hasn't given up.
No,
well, I'm not saying you should give up.
I can appreciate that.
I'm not giving up.
You know, Jalen.
Well, a lot of people will have.
Yeah, Jalen holds himself accountable. I want you to hold him accountable as well.
I'll hold him accountable. Can I have a statement on Elliot's segment yesterday? What the hell was that?
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
He's got like three bad takes yesterday.
3 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Was just.
Oh yeah.
What the hell was that?
Yeah. He was on one yesterday.
That's how I feel about that segment. Oh my god.
He came. Sometimes he comes in wanting to set fires, and he did.
He
did it with Ike in the first segment, me in the second segment, and he doesn't back off. I give him credit. Does not back off.
I got another story for you. Well, you guys were talking.
You're working your way into a whole segment.
You guys were talking for the first 7 minutes. I was sitting here with my hand up my nose. Okay. You guys talking about the Hall of Fame as if my time isn't worthy.
Yeah. Ponytail.
You were standing there with your stick in your hand.
Yeah.
That's right, as I like it. So my wife and I were getting in the truck the other week, right? Well, it's about your show. Your show's great. Okay. We love your show.
All right.
And we turn it on.
Could you think of one way to make it better? I bet you could.
I don't think there's a way. I really don't.
Would you say it's the best show ever?
Are we going to do that joke every time? Are we going to do that joke every time?
If it still lands.
It's pretty good, though. It's a pretty damn good joke.
All right, tell me
the story. But anyway, Tommy from down the shore is on.
Yeah.
And eat the gabagool. Yep. It's a type of ham, right?
Yeah.
My wife goes, what the hell is that? And I'm like, oh, Tommy down the shore, right? A week later, same thing. Get in the car.
Yeah.
Eat the gabagool. Last night.
Yeah.
I'm walking in the kitchen.
Yeah.
She's singing it.
Eat the
She's singing, eat the gabagool. Eat the gabagool.
Yep.
It's a type of ham.
Yep.
And she keeps going. She didn't know I heard her. Dude, she had no clue. I said, what are you doing? She goes, oh my God. You should have saw her face.
Stuck in her head.
She couldn't believe it.
Yep.
She's singing, eat the gabagool.
Well, anyway. You know.
Now, was that worth your time?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It is a certain type of ham.
You have a great show.
All right. Let's go to Flyers in 50.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
Well, things were going well. They went on the road. They beat Florida down 2-0, showing grit. What a comeback effort. They go to Long Island. All right, bang! Zegras in a shootout. Silky, filthy mittens. My God. He comes in with poise, patience, slows down. Then his fast stick handling was so good. Then you go to New Jersey. Oh, another solid, strong performance. This is where it gets sad, ladies and gentlemen. You come home against Pittsburgh, your biggest rival.
Oh, yeah.
And you just lay an egg. It was a disgrace. It was Eagles, Bears. It was blowing a 21-point lead to the Cowboys. That's how much pain I was feeling at the barn. You got Crosby and Malkin in town, and you just urinate all over your leg. Wow. Now, Tyson Forster gets injured, and that's a big one. Out 2 to 3 months, his shoulder was touching the ice. It felt completely off his body, and he's a big personality of this team. You go as Tyson Forster goes. I believe that. So now without him, I'm a little worried on if they can make the playoffs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was actually feeling good with Vladar stopping the biscuit as well as he was, and Forster lighting the lamp. He had 10 bingos in like 20 games. This kid's all over the place scoring goals. And now he's out for 2 to 3 months, so...
True story.
I'm still stuck on the silky.
Silky, filthy mittens. Dude, you should see. He comes in.
That's a t-shirt.
Dude, it's so
silky,
sick.
Filthy mittens.
He comes in. It's like slow, and then it's just like, bah, bah, starts whacking that thing.
There it is. You always know how to land the plane.
You know, honestly, that Penguins game, we were doing the show beforehand. I think we saw Sidney Crosby jersey in there. And I go home. I'm like, you know what? There's nothing else on. I'll turn it on. And they're down 3-1, I think, at some point.
Yeah,
and
yeah. 3-1.
Yeah, they were just getting...
demolished.
Yeah, they were getting
every
demolished.
Every time you tune in, it's a disaster.
Yeah, it's bad.
They're playing good hockey. They were playing good hockey.
They were, but now Forster's hurt. We're worried.
All right, where's the...
I got the Broads board. Okay. What do you got, Jack? Anything?
Well, no, I have a report of your recent actions at the barn.
Oh no!
I believe I'm hearing that you dressed up as a leprechaun.
Well, okay.
What?
There's a Build-A-Bear gritty version. So the Fly guys reached out to me and said, we're doing this promotion.
Uh-huh.
We would love to have you dress up as one of the costumes that we have for Gritty. So I ended up looking like an idiot. Walking through the Xfinity Mobile Center, people were screaming, go Irish! As if I'm some big Notre Dame fan. I didn't know how to respond. I was like, I don't know what the hell is going on with Notre Dame. Anyway, I got the whole hat on or whatever, and I had to dance on the jumbotron, get the people a little, let's go fly! quiet!
Wait a minute. So they have you walking around like a leprechaun. Nobody even knows why?
Yeah, until I did the bit on the Jumbotron, then I was able to change.
Then they got it.
Yeah, okay. So listen, I'm a man of the people. Everyone's getting, you should have heard the arena. Broach! 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 Broach!
There's 0% chance this happened.
5,000. I think people forgot why they were there.
Place only holds 20.
I know. It was unbelievable. Standing room only.
They found an extra 5,000 for you.
Standing room only. Anyway, grinder of the week.
Okay.
We got Dan Vladar in between the pipes. This guy.
Vladar?
Dan Vladar.
Vladar.
Oh, look at that. He's got good butterfly. He gets nice and low. Good butterfly.
Yep.
Yeah, just clean, solid, crisp Bauer pads.
Okay.
Flashing the leather with that. He's got the blocker with the orange stripe along the waffle. You can waffle board away. Anyway, we got some plays here.
Okay.
We're not done. I got till 3:55:52 on that clock, don't I?
No, you don't.
Okay. So this is what I love about this squad right now.
You gotta face the camera better.
Well, let me throw the hockey
there
stick
you go.
There.
All right.
They scored like 2 goals in 17 seconds the other night. That's what they do. They score in bunches. It's beautiful. So here's Forster, who's now injured. All right, he's just sitting here right inside the offensive blue line. Just good, crisp, solid structure within your F3. All right, so here's a turnover in the slot because he jumps. You got to jump and be precise when you jump. But if you make a mistake, it could be a 2-on-1 the other way.
Yeah.
He doesn't make the mistake. Jump. And then when he jumps, the puck is right here and he just wraps it low. Blocker, baby! And the place goes nuts. But then,
it's almost like a pick six.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
17 seconds later, here you go, Bobby Brink, one of my favorites. He's forechecking. F1 is so important. Puts the stick right where it needs to be. Stick placement is important. Defenseman turns the puck over. Coot slides in. Posting in. 2-0 against the Isles on Long Island. That was a hell of a game, baby. Yeah. Hell of a game.
There he is.
How's Michkov doing?
He's doing better. I think he's starting to come along a little bit, but...
Okay.
He's a bust, isn't he?
Listen, I don't know if he's a bust, but I was hoping for more sex appeal.
Evan Turner Michkov.
No, come on, man.
Right. Markel Meech?
Turner me.
Yeah, Markel Michkov.
No. I think it's one of those things where he's going to be good, but am I worried that it's not face of the franchise elite? Ew, this is awesome. Build the statue.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we have to wonder.
We're on to Porter Martha anyway.
They went on Porter, man.
Baby,
come on, man.
Spartan. They got swept by Wisconsin.
That's when I'm going to get my first sweater.
Oh, yeah? You're going to get a Porter Martone sweater?
For sure.
Wow.
Is he up next year?
Probably. No. They said that he could have probably played this year. That's how nasty he is.
Get a little college seasoning.
Yeah, a little college.
You'll be better.
A little college.
That's right, Ike. That's a good breakdown on that. Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's all I got. Yeah, I'm a Jalen guy. I stand with my guy.
I know.
I'm sure.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
Damn good quarterback. He just needs an offensive coordinator, an offensive line, Devontae to sit the right route, and a run game, and a good defense. And then we're going back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's it.
It's perfect.
Right. Have a great show, fellas.
When are you on again?
That's a good thing. Yeah. Thursday, after Thursday night football.
Okay.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Wow. Week's going fast. All right, Broach. Great job.
All right, Broach.
Keep the great show up.
Yes. Great job as always.
How do we feel about the play on the board?
The Broach.
I mean, listen.
You can do without it.
I don't know what the hell I'm looking at.
There's no plays in hockey. You throw the puck at the net. I mean, come on. It's as simple as that.
I kind of like the Broach board because it puts pressure on him to do it.
Shoot the puck at the net.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the puck on the net.
You said throw the puck at the net.
Well, that's, same thing.
I don't think anyone says throw the puck at the net.
Well,
put it on net, you could say.
Yeah.
You can't say throw it on net.
Yeah, just get pucks on net.
Get pucks on net. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Oh, man.
Hey, he coming for y'all show. He coming for that number one spot.
Yeah, I know it. I got my eye on him. My radar's up.
Hey, you got to respect the man that are coming. That'll go right to you, look you eye to eye. Like, I'm coming for the spot.
No.
Well, he didn't go eye to eye at all. Yeah. He went to a newspaper or some publication.
Went to a little weaselly reporter and then pretended it didn't happen.
Yeah. And then got back into a corner and then sobbed and sulked about it for 3 days.
Yeah.
Hey, he may have been shaky with the gun, but when y'all asked him, he still fired off the shot. So, hey,
He did.
Exactly. Hey, so y'all already know how I feel about Nip. But I'm going to go a whole different way of how I want to explain it. Grew up and seen all these teams through history just get all this credit for being great, and they get their names cemented in history, right? The names, we don't even have to talk about who they are, teams. Teams talk about they got five, teams talk about they got six. NFL has been around for over 100-plus years, but people only talk about the Super Bowls, right? We know we got three championships before the Super Bowl era, but nobody will ever talk about them because you don't want to get laughed at by other franchises.
Yeah.
But it's stupid, right? So when I look at Nick and I look at Jalen and I put them both in the same boat early on, it's not about trashing them or looking down on them. It's about when I look at a situation now where you have all this talent. When we walk away from this era and this window closes, how would you feel if we only won one Super Bowl?
You know,
when you had the offensive talent that you have on that side and one great defense that we won with, one that we should have won with, and this one maybe, if the offense was better, could maybe be schemed up a little bit better. How would y'all feel with all this talent?
Listen, it would feel like the Phillies from 08 to 11.
Yeah.
I mean, they won one, they got back to another one, but we all feel like they left at least one on the table.
Yeah, I think it's disappointing, but it's not. I don't think people would look at the era. We would have to give it time.
Yeah.
I think if you gave it 15 years, I think people would look and say, "Man, that was great.
Yeah.
We left one on the table, maybe, but it was great."
CJ's point, do you think? Not to cut you off, do you think this would sort of be looked at? Not exactly like the 17 one, but that Super Bowl last year was so much about Saquon. If we don't ever get back to that again, will that be a standalone Super Bowl, meaning that we got Saquon, it was fortunate for us that year, but we couldn't sustain it?
So maybe this is just me, but I think in time, people will group the 17 Super Bowl with the 24 Super Bowl.
Really?
I think they will. I think
they're completely separate to me.
They're different teams, different coaches, but it was only 7 years apart.
Sure.
So I think if you go back and again, if we're in 15 or 20 years, I'll say I think we will look back and say over 10 years we won two Super Bowls, went to three.
Yeah.
And we'll say, look, did we leave one on the table? Maybe. But when you look, most teams don't win a couple Super Bowls. I'm not saying they shouldn't try. I'm not saying it's not a disappointment if they don't. All those things are true. But I think when you look back.
We're going to be Seattle.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to be Seattle.
And I don't think anybody looks at that era as a failure.
Right.
They say, look,
now,
that was
a great
team.
Now, they know they could have won that second one if you run the ball there, but still, they look at it for what it was.
Yeah, I think that's what it would be. And I think also we would get some extra context on, hey, maybe we weren't as set up for a dynasty as we thought we were.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Nick wasn't the coach that we thought. Maybe Jalen wasn't the quarterback that we thought. We only got one great year out of Saquon. Who knows? I think, but I don't know that we would look back on it like a failure or anything if they don't win another Super Bowl. In the moment, it will feel like it, but I don't think in time we will look at it that way.
Okay. I'm going to say this. I disagree.
Okay.
Because
clearly.
I'm just saying, when I talk to other franchises, other fans and stuff, after you get through ragging on each other, we talk sports.
Yep.
And the first thing that Dallas always says is what? they would have kept winning for two reasons. They would have had more rings in that era if two things, Jimmy Johnson hadn't left, and also if Jerry hadn't pushed for the doggone cap, the salary cap.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They swear by that. Yep. Because of the talent they had.
But they still got three.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, they're looking at it like they would have had it. So with us, I'm looking at it like this. You don't amass this amount of talent and let it go for naught. Because if we had a 1-23, we're talking about being like Kansas City.
Yeah.
Do you get a repeat and then had a third one over there?
Right.
Or did you repeat this year? It have been different because now you're saying, man, the sack record was almost broken. You had 2,000-yard rusher. You had this. You had that. Then now it's only like, well, you know, he rushed. But
CJ, the big difference is that Kansas City has one of the greatest coaches of all time and one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
And that's the malpractice.
And that's
the malpractice we're talking about.
Well, but that's the hardest thing to get.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anybody looks on the Celtics that had Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Rajon Rondo, Ray Allen. They only won one championship. I think they probably should have won another one.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. CJ, real quick, because we got to get to Baldy. Give us somebody who was big in the 90s.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Friends was trash because they sold from Living Single.
Okay.
And since the delegation is not going to be, I'll say it like this, the delegation is not really represented, and Toni Braxton had the hair. She already had the hair. She was big like that. You had Nia Long, but the most important person you had was from Player Club. You had Lisa Ray. Boom.
Oh, Lisa Ray representing the 90s. I would have gone with out of that group. I mean, listen, Toni Braxton was huge. Man. Nia Long was pretty big. She was a young actress then, but she was big in a lot of movies in the 90s. Not blockbuster movies, but, you know, delegation movies.
Toni Braxton, very 90s answer.
Yeah.
Toni Braxton's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah, Toni Braxton's become popular again for some reason.
Oh, has she?
Yeah.
I think it's
her song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What song?
Well, an old song that she made.
Oh, really? It's popular again?
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't run into
it TikTok?
On TikTok. Yeah.
I'll try to get into Toni Braxton TikTok.
Well, and know that it was originated by Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to go TikTok during the break. 215-592-9494. Baldy joins us next. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, here's why I love Emmons. Everything they install is made right here in the USA. Now, they have Owens Corning shingles from Jersey, CertainTeed siding from outside of Philly. How about the Provia windows and doors handcrafted by the Amish in Ohio and all custom for your home? From Philly to the shore, homeowners trust Emmons because they show up, do the job right, and stand behind their work. Inside the house, no problem. Emmons Remodeling is the real deal for kitchens, baths, and basements. Plus, they do free estimates, free computer design, and they build it to your budget at a great price. Visit callemmons.com today and tell them Ike sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.